Megillah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud. Maisa Ruvain Nikrav Lomitargim. Maisa Ruvain, after Rachel Imenu passed away, Yaakov had his tent with Bilah. And we know the Maisa, Chazal say that Ruvain switched Yaakov's bed to Leah's tent. And the Torah is a lashon by Yishkav as Bilah. And in order that the Amoratsim wouldn't learn from it the wrong thing, it was just read, but they were not Mitargim it. Maisa Tamar Nikru Mitargim. The Maisa of Tamar, however, was read and also their Mitargim. The person on the side said the Aramaic for everybody to understand it. Now, what is the Maisa of Tamar? So the Rav says it's talking about the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar. Since David's name in that parsha of the Haftorah is not mentioned, or at least you can read the Psukim without mentioning David's name, and it wouldn't be a bizayon to David, you're allowed to read it. Rashi learns, Taisantiv brings, that this is the Maisa of Yehuda and Tamar. Because Yehuda did Shuva, it's actually a Shvach to Yehuda, and that's why you can read it and be Mitargim. Maisa Egel Arishon Nikru Mitargim, Maisa of the Egel Arishon, the first Egel, meaning when the Torah talks about what actually happened. So they read it and they would be Mitargim it. Because every time that they read in Mitargim and the people would understand what happened, it would be a Kapara for them. Vasheni, but the second time in the parasha, the Egel Azov is mentioned, where Aaron relays over to Moshe what happened, Nikru Veloy Mitargim. This is read, but they were not Mitargim it because of the covered for Aaron, a coin. Birkas Kohanim also are read, but you're not Mitargim. The reason this is, the Rav says, because Birkas Kohanim says, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, that Hashem favors. Aye, the Torah says, Lo Yisa Panim. But like the Rav says, they don't know, but like the Gemara says, it's Kedai Yisrael that Hashem should favor them, because Hashem says, V'yachalta V'savata is the case, like the Tesentav brings, that only after you're fully satisfied do we bench, and Klal Yisrael benches even, like the Machlekes, Meir Behuda, even a Kezayis or a Kebetza, we bench on that too. So we're worthy of being favored. Maisa David ve'Amnon lo nikroin ve'lo mitargamin. The Maisa of David and Amnon. Now here, if you're going to say that the first time it said Maisa Tamar was talking about the Maisa of Amnon and Tamar, so then you have to say Maisa David and Amnon is in that same parsha where David's name is mentioned. There you wouldn't even read it. Because in the time of the Mishnayos, they actually would choose, when it came to the Haftorahs, there was no set Haftorahs like we had, and they would read from different parts that they wanted to. So the Mishnah tells that they could not read the Psukim that mentioned David as well. But if you say, like Rashi says, that the Maisa of Tamar in the beginning of this Mishnah was Yehuda and Tamar, so this is talking about the whole Maisa of David and Amnon. Ein Maftirin b'Merkava, we do not read the Maisa Merkava and Maftir, Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says we do, and we know the Rav says Allah is like Rabbi Yehuda, like we read it on Shavuos. The reason that the Tanakhama says we do not is because the Tanakhama was afraid that they may go ask and be ma'ayin into it, which is well above their understanding. However, Behuda was not choishish for this. Eliezer says that we do not read Haftarah from Yecheskel Perek Tes Zayin, which is Hodas Yushalayim, because there the Yisrael are told that their parents come from non-Jews and not good places, and it's a bizayon as far as the root of where they come from and who they are. And because of that, we don't include that in any of the Haftarahs. Salak Mesachas Megillah.